Are you a good driver? Yes. Are you a good lover? Yes. Oh, I'm doing great.
Dad, those are just the names of the quizzes. You're supposed to open the magazine.
My way is easier.
Why don't you be the quizmaster and ask other people the questions?
Ooh, quizmaster, yes. That would entertain me briefly.
Ladies, gentlemen, good King Wenceslas, that's how that's said, welcome to a very special bonus episode of Sabrina's Witch Trials. Folks, we're finally getting back into the habit, and what better time than right around the holiday season? It's time for another very special Challenge of the Quizmaster. Yes, special for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, because it is that special time of the year, the holiday season, and I didn't want to not get a podcast out this week. And, I figured a Challenge of the Quizmaster would be fun to do. Even more fun because on this episode of the Challenge of the Quizmaster, I, much like Jason Derulo, am riding solo. That's right. The one and only here on this episode will be yours truly, Alex Adeluju. And, I did want to do a fun Christmassy holiday-ish, whichever one, remove as necessary, topic on this episode of the Challenge of the Quizmaster, and I thought, you know, let's not dip into the Hallmark Christmas movie vein of quizzes yet. There are some contributors to Sabrina's Witch Trials who are big fans of the Hallmark movies. I am not one of them. I actually did see... Beth Broderick actually has a new Hallmark movie out this year, and I caught, like, the last half of it. She's perfectly fine in the movie. It also has Candace Cameron Bure in it, and it is exactly what you would think of when you think of a Hallmark movie. Lazily thrown together romance and, you know, some saccharine sweet moments, and everyone's happy at the end, which, honestly, especially in 2019 going into 2020, you should be able to take wherever you can get it.
This December, Christmas favorite Candace Cameron Bure is finding love and family in a place that was meant to be.
There's a photo of my dad in the cafe.
Sounds like a little bit of fate brought you to Grand Falls.
Don't miss this all-new original holiday movie.
Wow.
Wow yourself.
Christmastown.
I am right here, and I'm not going anywhere.
Part of the 10th anniversary of Countdown to Christmas, premiering this December, only on Hallmark Channel.
I'm not hating on anybody who likes Hallmark movies, but this will not be that. I figured let's find the best and most fascinating Christmassy quiz on BuzzFeed, and then I'll take it, and then the listeners will enjoy me taking it, and then we'll all have a great Merry Christmas. And Charlie Brown? No. Who's the wimpy kid from the Christmas Carol? Tiny Tim. Charlie Brown is the bald kid. I know my Christmas. Anyway, I thought I'll pick the most obscure and out of left field quiz I can find, and that would be fun to do. So I went scrolling through BuzzFeed quizzes, as I always am doing. I'm never not scrolling through BuzzFeed quizzes. And I found one that I thought, you know, even if I'm riding solo, this can make some decent content. The quiz title from BuzzFeed, folks, and of course you know this if you looked at the title of this episode, what's your holiday porn name? Now, after doing a quick Google search and discovering what porn was, because I had no idea, I found out that holiday porn is in fact a thing anyone wants. Go figure. Do you really want to think of, like, Santa Claus? I mean, maybe some people do. People have beard fetishes. People have all kinds of fetishes. And I am not yucking anyone's yum. Anyway, the quiz here, as I said, what's your holiday porn name? Six questions to jingle your bells with. I will point out that the little quote or the little sub-sentence under the title here reads, Come, they told me, parum bum bum bum. Matt Whitehead here, who wrote this quiz for BuzzFeed Australia, doing the Ward's work in 2015 when this quiz was first written. Six questions here, and let's find out what it'll be. I imagine something like Chance or Lance or Dyson. That's always male porn stars often have one of five very like sharp sounding names. There's a lot of ants sounds. And then like Yule Log at the end of it. Or like Candy Cane. That's another possibility. Let's find out together, folks, shall we?
Hey, great party! Best one ever, thanks to me. I hired a stripper. Doc, you will never guess what her name is. Candy Cane.
What are the odds?
Okay, question one. Pick a sexy cookie. Now, I have to be very clear. None of these cookies are sexy. They're all just cookies. We have a star, a red star with like a star cut out inside, so it's just the outside. We have like a Christmas bell. These are all like iced cookies. We have what is definitely a shooting star cookie cutter that has then been iced with like a snowflake on it. So it's like a shooting snowflake. Doesn't make any goddamn sense. Maybe it's cum. Maybe it's meant to represent cum for this porn name. Okay, so possible choice there just because of the possible cum implications. Implications? This is going very well. Then we have like a wrapped candy kind of shaped cookie, which is also iced. A gingerbread man shaped cookie, which is iced. And a Christmas tree, which is maybe the most iced out of all of them. Now, in deciding here, like, I am not a fan, always a really big fan of like iced cookies. I don't think like that all sugar taste is what I'm after when I'm eating a cookie. If I'm eating a cookie, I want probably some chocolate in there, but also like, you know, I want some real taste in there. I don't want just like a sugar cookie with more sugar on it. So I'm really going by shapes here. I do like the look of the star, but I feel like if you were to go to eat it, like, it is just a very thin cookie because most of the middle of the star has been cut out. I don't like the candy wrapper shape as a whole, nor do I really like the idea of the bell. I don't think, I mean, I get why bells are related to Christmas, but, like, if I look at a cookie that's shaped like a bell, I don't immediately get, like, a Christmas feeling. So for me, it's either, I mean, I do like the idea of that cookie representing cum, but I think that's just a bridge too far for the people at BuzzFeed. So I think I'm going to go with the gingerbread man shaped cookie. I don't think it is a gingerbread cookie, but just the gingerbread man shape, because I think when I look at that kind of cookie, that screams Christmas to me. Maybe more so even than a Christmas tree shaped cookie. So gingerbread man shape it is.
Run, run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man.
You're a monster.
I'm not the monster here. You are. You and the rest of that fairy tale trash poisoning my perfect world. Now tell me, where are the others?
Eat me.
I've tried to be fair to you creatures. Now my patience has reached its end. Tell me, or I'll...
No, not the buttons. Not my gumdrop button.
Question two. Pick a dirty Christmas carol. All right. Clearly, whoever wrote this, I said his name was Matt Whitehead. He has gone in overtime on the puns here. So I will read them all with the adoration that every pun deserves. Ding dong merrily on thigh. I don't know. I mean, I assume that's supposed to be on high, but I don't know what carol that is. Maybe I'll put in a bit of it here if that's, in fact, what it's actually supposed to be.
Ding dong merrily on high, the bells are gaily ringing. Ding dong happily reply, the angels all are singing. Oh,
It came upon the midnight clear. That's just good. That's just, that one needs no changing and works perfectly well, which I honestly, I think, is the height of all puns when you don't have to change anything and just like say it a certain way and everyone gets the meaning. That's a quality pun. Third option here, going down in yon forest. All right. Fine. I saw mommy fisting Santa Claus. That one is more direct, I would say, less of a pun. A gay in the manger. Is that a pun on a day in the manger? I don't know if these are actual carols. And lastly, and maybe leastly, here comes Santa Claus. No, that one's actually pretty good. I think my top three are pretty obvious. It's got to be either Here Comes Santa Claus, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear, and I Saw Mommy Fisting Santa Claus, just because of how deliciously lazy that is. Honestly, both because I like the carol and because I think it's a beautiful pun, in that there is no pun, I'm going with It Came Upon the Midnight Clear. Question three. Who do you want to stuff your stockings? Here we go. We've got some wonderful celebrities that I recognize most of. Let's say 4 out of 6. I recognize 4 out of 6 of them. And then I will immediately Google the photo of it and then just cut out the dead air so it looks like I know who all 6 of these people are. Idris Elba. Beyonce. Jennifer Lawrence. Chris Pratt. And then there is...
1 eternity later.
I have no idea who these other 2 people are. I'm going to guess one of them is Charlize Theron, although I'm almost certainly wrong. I will probably just Google it and then re-record this. But, I mean, as handsome as Idris Elba is, he should be James Bond. And as much as Chris Pratt is trying to look like James Bond in this photo, I am low-key Jennifer Lawrence fan. Very attractive girl, seems fun to be around. Every bit of like media covering her for like 3 straight years was just, look how fun and quirky Jennifer Lawrence is. She's so relatable. Oh my god. And you know what, that worked on me, because she does seem relatable. I would like to drink too much with her at a party and then like have her throw up on my shoes. That seems like a lot of fun. We're learning a lot about kinks here tonight. Anyway, Jennifer Lawrence is my choice to stuff my stocking. Whatever that means, whatever that means.
But this time I was like, I'm going out. And I puked all over.
Where?
Like,
where?
There's this big fancy party, this Gaia Osiria Madonna party. If you get invited, you're like, you know, super important. and I puked on his porch. Okay. So, and like... I was in such bad condition, and I look behind me while I'm puking, and Miley Cyrus is there, like, get it together.
Question 4. Pick a sexy Christmas movie. Here we go. Again, more puns. Some of them not great puns, but we'll talk about it. Option 1, Guy Hard, which is almost certainly a gay porn. But is Guy Hard a sexy Christmas movie, or is it just a sexy movie set at Christmas? Long-standing debate. My love of the Fistmas jokes. A Fistmas Carol here is also an option. Home Ablown. Part of me wants to know how many of these are real porns, and part of me never wants to ever Google that. One that is definitely a porn is Miracle on 34 Inches, which, I mean, the miracle is just surviving. Edward Penis Hands, that's a pun on Edward Scissorhands. That, I think that actually is a porn, because I feel like I've seen like memes with an Edward Penis Hand character. That's the only reason I would know that. But Edward Scissorhands is a lot of things, but it is not a Christmas movie. And last but not least, The Polar Express. Now, I don't know. I guess bent pressing your ex could be seen as sexy. I mean, in terms of the movies they're referencing. Not the porns, but the actual movies. I've never seen the Polar Express because I feel like the animation kind of weirded me out. I believe Tom Hanks is in it, so it's probably not a bad movie, but I just never got to it. A Christmas Carol, I'm sick of the story of, just because it's been adapted to everything, including fun Sabrina tie-in here, folks. Get ready. Hold your noses, I guess. I don't know what I'm going with there, but there's an animated Sabrina the Teenage Witch show, of course, from the late 90s, and one of their episodes was a Christmas episode called, like, A Witchmas Carol, which was basically just a Christmas carol with that Sabrina and Gemstone. She was trying to teach Gemstone, who was her Libby character, a lesson about, like, being spoiled or whatever.
Ah! It can't be!
I am the ghost of Christmas yet to come. I am here to...
Whoa! Whoops. Spellman?
No, not Spellman. A ghost who looks like Spellman. To make the lesson it's going to teach you even more relevant. Yeah, that's it.
It's your generic A Christmas Carol. Anyway, Home Alone, I must have seen as a kid, but I just, like, I don't have, like, the... like visceral connection to Home Alone that a lot of kids from the 90s seem to. Like, I was never... I was thinking about this today because I was watching something Home Alone related. There's a great documentary series on Netflix called The Movies That Made Us, which is a spinoff of The Toys That Made Us. And one of the episodes was on Home Alone. So I was thinking about Home Alone. And I'm pretty sure the first Home Alone I ever saw was Home Alone 3, which was the first one without Kevin McAllister. So I have, like, no interest, because he's not my Kevin. You know, he's not my Home Alone. Miracle on 34th Street is, like, again, a story I know, but I've never actually seen. And Edward Scissorhands and Die Hard are just, I mean, fine movies. I actually really like Edward Scissorhands as a movie, but I'm not going to pick it here. In terms of puns, I think the one that made me internally laugh, because I never laugh at anything, the most is probably Miracle on 34 Inches, just because of the, one, the ludicrousness of that name, and two, what must that movie be? Like, who is that for? I'm sure someone, but not me. But anyway, it gets my choice here. Miracle on 34 Inches. Question 5, pick a sexy reindeer. I'm saying sexy in that really forced way that I'm sure it must be great to listen to. Dancer, Dasher, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid. I'm sure there's a Nixon somewhere, but I feel like the obvious go-to choice here is Vixen, just because of my preferences, although Dancer does make sense also. Cupid, I guess, is like is sexually related, although when you think about it, really, he's a baby, so no thanks. Prancer? Well, Dasher. I guess Dasher is like... Dasher could be for the ladies. Zero dashing reindeer. Actually, you know what? Upon further thought, I think I'm going to go with Dancer here, just because I think that makes sense. And sexy dancing is sexy. And dancing. So Dancer it is.
Dasher, Dancer,
mm-hmm.
Prancer,
mm-hmm.
Nixon, Comet, Cupid, Donna Dixon.
Sit down, Simpson.
And the last question here, folks. Can you believe it? We're already there. How have I been talking for 17 minutes? That is the most shocking part of all of this. Have I been naughty or nice? Nice? The options here. There's actually more than you would expect. Nice, naughty, very naughty, winky face. Nice, parentheses, I'm lying. Naughty, parentheses, I'm lying. Or very nice, winky face. I feel like all of these say so much about you if you don't pick naughty or nice. Like, they all, you're obviously picking for a reason, but like if you say very nice winky face, like, I mean, it kind of means the same thing as very naughty winky face. Like, the winky face is what's carrying the weight there. But let's see. What have I been? Who am I? Why am I here? I feel like the most honest one would be nice parentheses I'm lying. Because I feel like, not to big time myself here, but I am generally nice, but to call myself nice would be to overlook some moments in this last 12 months where I probably have been less than nice. So I think that is the most honest to me, and that great analysis I just gave you should allow you to figure out that I'm going with nice, I'm lying. And now to find out my future holiday porn name. What are we doing here? My Christmas porn name, although that's funny. The title card for this quiz says Christmas porn name, but the actual title says holiday porn name. So very inclusive. Way to go, BuzzFeed. But my holiday porn name is Carol Singers. I'm confused. I guess that is a name. Well, look, I mean, men have been called Carol. I don't think that's a problem. The legendary Carol O'Connor is first in my mind, of course, but the name Carol Singers, I think, is not a great porn name. It's definitely like Christmassy, but it doesn't make me go, well, that's porn. I was expecting like Thrust Hard Body or something. Or Chimney Sweeper. That's not better. Carol Singers. Now, of course, we do have the great pleasure of reading this little blurb here under the name Carol Singers. BuzzFeed, the king of blurbs here. After your much buzzed feature role in Love Actually, you're ready to put a partridge in your pear tree, if you know what we mean. Okay, this has left me with more questions than answers, because I've seen Love Actually maybe half a time. I've seen like half of Love Actually once. I don't remember if the character of Carol Singers actually appears in Love Actually. I'm doing some real quick Googling. I see. Apparently, Carol Singers is the name that Mark has Juliet lied to her husband about when he's at the door doing that flippy card thing. Okay, great. Also, just to go back to the little blurb, there is no less sexy euphemism than putting a partridge in your pear tree. No. Like, you've got, like, the drummer's drumming, 5 golden rings. That could be, like, condoms. Maids of Milking comes to mind as a sexier one, but that's just me, you know? I love maids. No, I don't. Anyway, there you go. My holiday porn name, Carol Singers. I'm sure you're all turned on, but before you turn this off and head over to Pornhub, I do want to say thank you to everybody for listening to this, because I'm sure it was a bit of a slog, but I'm sure we had a fun time. And I do want to say thank you to everybody for also listening throughout the whole year. I'm going to aim to get another challenge of the... No, excuse me. I'm going to aim to get another Sabrina's Witch Trials out before the new year, hopefully on Christmas Day, but fingers crossed. But I do want to say thank you to everybody who's listened throughout the year, who has started listening once we joined Spotify, who has reviewed. That's always so nice to see, and it's always great to have. I really appreciate all of it. Everyone who's done the show does, honestly. If they're on once, if they're on 30 times, whatever it is, they love to get feedback. I especially love feedback from listeners, and it's always great. So I want to say thank you for that. And I hope you all have a great holiday season, whatever you're doing, whoever you're with. Even if you're on your own, Netflix is a great way to get through the holidays. Sometimes it's even important to have, even if there are people around you, to have a bit of Netflix. So have a great holiday, whatever you choose to do. Of course, listen to us whenever you can, wherever you can. Review us wherever you can. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And until next time, folks, we will see you in the other realm.
Oh, my God. You're in love with Santa Claus. No, I'm not.
Well, it makes sense when you think about it. Santa's the perfect man. He's a good listener. He likes to travel. He gives great presents.
Give me a break.
Admit it. You want the jelly belly.
Okay, don't be gross.
You want to bang boots with the big boy.
I gotta get to work.
You want to get your paws on the claws, it's more like it.
Stop it, Daphne. It's enough.
One more. You're a ho, ho, ho.